Kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 18 kuNcwabakazi 2017 nguNtungamile Nkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Namhlanje ontanga baphumile ngobunengi bezotshela uRita Makarao lezekhakhe ukuthi asoze sivuma tshontshu khetho. Sibhale incwadi eyade siyiletha lapha kuzekhi lokhu kwenziwe libandla le-MDCT. Phakathi kwencwadi leyi siyatsho ukuthi indaba leyo abathi proof of residence kasiyifuni ngobontanga kabasebenzi ngabalazindlu.
Abasakhulayo bebandla le-MDCT bayatshengisela kobulawayo besola ikomishini ebona ngezokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission.
Angiboni impela ukuthi kukhona okuzaba lotshintsho khona. Ngoba uma uthi uyakhangela iSwaziland layo yathi ngena abantu beZimbabwe baba nama-high hopes. Manje iSouth Africa vele yaziwa from the time of Thabo Mbeki ukuthi vele quiet diplomacy ngeyabo. So akulanto ezayenzeka vele.
Womhlangano weSADC oqala kusasa eJohannesburg ulakho ukugubuzelwa ludaba lukankosikazi Grace Mgabe obhekane lokubotshwa kwele South Africa ngecala lokutshaya omunye untombazana. Uhulumende sehlele ilanga lokuzalwa kukamongameli Mgabe ukuthi libe likhefu njengendlela yokuhlonipha imisebenzi yakhe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abasakhulayo bebandla le-MDCT besebenzelana labezinye inhlanganiso zabasakhulayo batshengisele kobulawayo namuhla besuka emavinkilini eBradfield besiya emahofisini ekomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission bekhonona ngokusebenza kwalikomishini. Kubika unompumelelo moyo.
Izamba machisa. Bafole bephethe amagwaliba alotshwe inkulumo ezehlukeneyo, bephethe lesiphamaso sebhokisi lokungcwaba imisebenzi emibi yezekhi, beqonde emahofisini abo lapho abavinjwe khona ngamapholisa ukungena kwavunyelwa inkokheli ezimbalwa lentatheli izindaba ezimbili. Umqondisi wabasakhulayo kobulawayo kwi-MDCT, uMlandu Ncube, uthi baqhube kuhle ukutshengisela kwabo bethi ukubhalisa ukuvota makungadingi incwadi eziningi.
Namhlanje ontanga baphumile ngobunengi bezotshela uRita Makarao lezekhakhe ukuthi asoze sivuma tshontshu khetho. Sibhale incwadi eyade siyiletha lapha kuzekhi lokhu kwenziwe libandla le-MDCT. Phakathi kwencwadi leyi siyatsho ukuthi indaba leyo abathi proof of residence kasiyifuni ngobontanga kabasebenzi ngabalazindlu ngabalama-accounts ngabalamazesa bills, so sithi kayisuswe.
Isiphathamandla sohlangothi lwabasakhulayo kwi-MDCT unkosazana Sithabile Mlilo uthi baze ukuzofuna ukuba izekhi isebenze ingela hlangothi oluyilawulayo.
Ngoba sibuye sazodemanda esikufisela khona from izek, in which sifisele ukuthi khona izek ibe yi-independent board eyabiza ukukhangela ama-elections ingela anyone oyabe eyi-influencer. So khonokho besikukhangelele kakhulu ukuthi khona njengoba besibhala i-petition njengabontanga ukuthi khona sihambise i-petition leyi. URita Makara usimzondele sibili.
Ukhansila kaWard 25 uMnumzana Mzamo Dube uthe abasakhulayo benze into enhle kakhulu, bayakubongela ukutshengisela lokulobela izekhi imfuno zabo.
Abantwana benze into enhle kakhulu, siyakubongela lokho. Umsebenzi wamayouth ukukhuthaza abadala ukuthi into engalunganga kumele ilunge.
osakhulayo obemele inhlanganiso yethajamuka umnumzana Thakunda Matsano uthi bazavikela ivoti yabo ekwebiweni libandla elibusayo.
We are in solidarity with ama youth aleli inkululeko elizweleli. Siyakwazi ukuthi lina you have been in the trenches and into esifunayo ukuthi kube lamavoti azayenza ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bakhululeke. Tina ezichajamuka sithi nga izeki ingareformanga, nga izeki ingayenzanga esikufunayo ezama youth aweZimbabwe. Sizayenza ukuthi bakuyenze esikufunayo befuna bengafuni. Siyesabi, asiyesabi. Siza defend ivoti yethu.
Umnumzana Eric Gono we Concerned Citizens of Zimbabwe uthe basola ubudlelwano bezano PF lezek obuphazamisa ukusebenza kwekhomishini le.
Njenge Concerned Citizens of Zimbabwe, we are very much worried with ISEC which is turning into an extension or a branch of ZANU PF.
Umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo omele iBulawayo Youth Arise uthi abanazindlu ngakho ke abafuni imigoqo yokuthi kumele babe lobufakazi balapho abahlala khona andubana babhalise ukuvota.
Thina nje Bulawayo Youth Arise sithi kuZek, we are giving you this message ukuthi bekwazi ukuthi as youth bakwaBulawayo are not satisfied ngendaba yeproof of residence. Asifuni iproof of residence, asilazindlu. I'm afraid if it's a problem, but this is case is as so please, as a full proof of residence.
Abasakhulayo basola kakhulu ukusebenza kwezek njalo lomqondisi wayo unkosikazi Rita Makarau osengathi umele ibandla elibusayo yena eyisiqhatshwa. Izek iphiwe iviki ukuba iphendule imfuno zabasakhulayo njalo ibekwazi ukuba ukhetho oluzayo ngeke lwaqhutshwa konke lokho kungalungiswanga. Amapolisa abekhutshwe ngobunenye ukuyalondoloza ukuthula njalo abasakhulayo bafole ngokuthula akula oke wahlukuluzwa. IZimbabwe ilungiselela ukuya kukhetho kumnyaka ozayo, labantu sebelinde ukubhalisa ukuvota kodwa imitshina ezasebenza ekubhaliseni abantu lokhe ingakabi khona osokulethe ukuthandabuza kuZulu ngendlela iZEC esebenza ngayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikoBulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Umhlangano weSADC oqala kusasa eJohannesburg kweSouth Africa ulakho ukugubuzelwa ludaba lukankosikazi Grace Mgabe obhekane lokubotshwa ngecala lokutshaya untombazana amtholela amadodana akhe amabili eJohannesburg. ELeSouth Africa libikwa lihlela ukupha unkosikazi Mgabe isivikelo sokuthi angabotshwa esediplomatic immunity. Kungelani lokuthi ingcitshi kwezomthetho ziphikisana nalokhu. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapo.
Kubikwa sesikusibanga esiphezulu inkulumo phakathi kahulumende kwele South Africa lweZimbabwe ngodaba lokuthi unkosikazi Grace Mgabe angabotshwa ngecala abhekane lalo lokutshaya owesifazana wakwele South Africa. Ibandla leDemocratic Alliance likhuthaze unkosikazi Grace Mgabe ukuthi athathe amapassport akhe onke omabili awaphe amapholisa ukuze kube leqiniseko sokuthi akasoke abaleke. Sekuvela imbiko ethi izinkulumo seseduze lokuphela njalo ukhangelela ukuthi South Africa ivume ukunikeza unkosikazi Grace Mgabe uxolo phansi kwesivikelo esiphiwa isebenzi zikahulumende ezethekelela amanye amazwe zimele uhulumende wazo. Le yinto ezadala umsindo omkhulu njengoba ingcitshi kwezomthetho zisithi lokho kuyabe kungekho emthethweni. Njengoba unkosikazi Mgabe wangenelizweni esebenzisa ipassport yabantu bonke hashile evikelayo. Kusenjalo inkokheli zamazwe eSADC seziqalile ukutheleka kwele South Africa zizongena umhlangano weSADC wamalanga amabili oqhutshelwa esikodlweni ePretoria. Umongameli Mgabe ngomunye wenkokheli esezikhona ezilandelo umhlangano. Udabo lusemqoka emhlanganweni walonyaka yikuthi amazwela angasebenza njani lamankampani azimeleyo ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wawo. Kuzaxoxwa njalo ngamanyathelo asethethwe ekuletheni ukuthula eLesotho ngemva kodlakela olukhokhele kuthini uqhutshwe ukhetho olusanda kwenzakala. Akukho kusetafuleni okuzakhulunywa ngeZimbabwe lobanje ukhangelela ukuthi iSADC yaziswe ngokhetho oluzaqhutshwa ngomnyaka ozayo. kodwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe zithi akukho ngitsho lokugodwa osekwenziwe inhlanganiso yeSADC ukusizana leZimbabwe enkingeni zezombusazwe ezihluphayo lizweni okweminyaka kusukela ngo-2000. ISouth Africa ukhangelelwe lokuthi kulumhlangano ithathe isihlalo sale inhlanganiso ebesiphethwe iSwaziland. Kodwa isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Mlungisi Jabalala uthi alukho usizo eZimbabwe ezaluthola kuSADC.
Angiboni impela ukuthi kukhona okuzaba lotshintsho khona. Ngoba bathi uyakhangela iSwaziland layo yathi ingena abantu beZimbabwe baba lama high hopes. Manje iSouth Africa vele yaziwa from the time of Thabo Mbeki ukuthi vele quiet diplomacy ngeyabo. So akulanto ezayenzeka vele ngama issues eZimbabwe.
Le into egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Mlamleli Moyo yena uthi ezinye zenhlupho ezimomothele eZimbabwe ekhathesi zibangelwe yokumbambatha izinto kwenhlanganiso yeSADC.
Kunje nje sigcwele emazweni, sigcwele iganga lonke kulanto ekhanya iSADC iluma iphozisa. Abala qiniso benza sengathi bayalungisa kanti konakala amandla ngoba bathi izinto zife eZimbabwe yet there is akulanto efe kugcwele icorruption lokhu lalokhana okungakufika leli thuba sokulungisiwa kodwa lokho kuqhubeka ngamandla.
Ngakolunhlangothi omunye njalo weZimbabwe inkosazana Velile Dlodlo uthi yena ulalo ithemba lokuthi ele South Africa lizathatha amanyathelo lokusiza eZimbabwe.
ISADC ayikaze isisize ngalutho thina. So iSouth Africa siyacabanga ukuthi ingase siza ngoba yiye ebheka uhlupho lwethu noma sesezinkingeni sibalekela la. I think nabo bazozama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi basisize sibuyele ekhaya labo bathola ukuphumla.
Kusenjalo umanyano wenhlanganiso zamazwe eSADC ozibiza SADC Democracy Forum uthi amalunga awo azatshengisela kusasa ngoba lawo engasuthiseki ngendlela iSADC ekhokhela ngayo. Bathi izwekazi ligcwele ngokuphulwa kwamalungelo oluntu kukoqela laseZimbabwe. Bathi lobanje kuhlukunyezwa kwentatha ezindaba labamabandla aphikisayo sekuqalisile phambi kokhetho lomnyaka ozayo eZimbabwe, iSADC izavala amehlo lendlebe iziyevumbuluka isisithi ukhetho belukhululekile. Abanye bathi South Africa nxa izimisele ukuthi ekungeneni kwayo akusoke kwephulwe amalungelo oluntu emazweni eSADC kufanele ivumele ukuthi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe abhekane lomthetho ngecala lokutshaya kabuhlungu owesifazana wakwele South Africa. Lokhu kulandela amahungahunga athi uhulumende weSouth Africa uhlela kwethula isinqumo sokuthi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe uvikelekile ekubotshweni kwele South Africa lobanje kulubufakazi bokuthi akasebenzisanga ipassport emupha leso sivikelo ngesikhathi engena elizweni. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg le South Africa ngingu-Benedict Nhlapho.
Silokho sikudaba lodlakela lukankosikazi Grace Mugabe. Isizalwane zeZimbabwe eziningi zithi akumelanga unkosazana Gabriela Angels owesifazana owatshaywa ngunkosikazi Mugabe avume ukuhlawulwa unkosikazi Mugabe phandle komthetho. Asizweni abanye babantu abakhulumela muhla kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today kasixoxeni abagoqela umnumzana Bongani Mlaka Ndlovu lo nkosazana Promise Masuku bexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7.
Ngesimo sengakhulumela nemina nami side ingasakhulumela likantombazana.
Mhm.
Yongabantu vele kunokwenzakala ukuthi kuthole noma sithi sifanisele nje ukuthi hayi inkomo zidlile emasimini zwadlila amabele. Isikhathi sesihambela ngeke sisawa lima kamanye amabele bengizothatha ke lokho kungasenani. Noma abanye besefuzwa bangibheka eceleni bethi hayi mawusu thathi imali suzidluzisa isithunzi ziyalezi ngedignithi kube into ezikanjalo. Imali bengizoyithatha ngoba angazi ukuthi kuzokwenzakala phambili mhlawumbe nasekhodi lapho-ke uzophuma ugrayisi angagweshwi. So bengizoxoxisana nomntana wami ethi hayi-ke mntanami wayethi uyaxolisa lo mama-ke ongasenani akusale nje sesithatha lokhu ongamasenti nathi sizophetshaphetsha lapho ekumele siphethe khona.
Silobaba lapha ecingweni sizokuthi umbani ngumama kuthiwa ngumama
khuluma noPromise Masuku.
Ubona njani udaba lonke lolu?
Udelele kakhulu lokhu ngokukhombisa khona ukuthi even eZimbabwe labo mama abesifazana bayahlukunyezwa. Akulanto elungayo. Akaboshwe ephula umthetho weSouth Africa kwelinye ilizwe.
Mhm. kodwa ngabotshwa phela untombazana lo kasozathole lutho phela mama
akubotshwa yena uGrace lo ya udelele kakhulu udelela eZimbabwe azodelela la ngapha bekungamelanga ukuthi amshaye lo ntombazana bekumele ukuthi abakhuze akhuze umntana wakhe lo umfana
kodwa ubona ngazani unkosikazi Grace Mgabeni bangamthela vele entilongweni kwenzakala khona
hayi angazi ke lapho ke kodwa ngombono wabantu vele abantu bonke vele udelele kakhulu
nxa ukuthi edeleleke kanje kumele kulungiswe njani
bona ngapha eZimbabwe ungathaya umuntu uyavalelwa akoro afindiswa
so,
lakho kumele kube njalo
kodwa nxa sisikhangela icala leliza phela njani
lapho ke angazi ke kulaba abomthetho ukuthi bona bazokumisa kanjani
kungahlupa yini
kungahlupa ngoba into ayenzileyo ayikho right
Longo Nkosazana Promise Masuku lo mnumzana Bongani Mlaka Ndlovu abakhulume kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today lo Gibbs Dube wa Studio 7 Ku Live Talk lamhlanje siqhubekela phambili ngodaba luka Nkosikazi Grace Mgabe obikwa eshaye unkosazana Gabriela Angels untombazana amtholela amadodana akhe ehoteleni kwele South Africa. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amapolisa akwele Spain athi sebophe umuntu wesine onakanelwa ukuthi uphatheke kusehlakalo sokuhlaselwa kwedolobha leBarcelona ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabesimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo izolo. Kufe abantu abalitshumi lane kulesi sehlakalo. Uhulumende weZimbabwe sehlele ilanga lokuzalwa kukamongameli Robert Mugabe ukuthi libe likhefu njengendlela yokuhlonipha imisebenzi yakhe okuyinto esichotozwe kakhulu ngabantu abaphikisana lombuso kaMugabe. Umphathintambo wendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Ignatius Chombo utshele intatheli zindaba eHarare namuhla ukuthi usuku lukamhlaka 21 Nhlolanja solulikhefu elaziwa ngokuthi iRobert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2018. Lokho kutsho ukuthi akusasetshenzwa njengakwamanye wonke amakhefu agoqela esisanda phuma kiyo athi ele Heroes Day lele Defense Forces Day. Abaphikisana lombuso weZANU-PF basole kakhulu inyathelo elithethwe nguhulumende leli besithi uMugabe kayisumuntu omele akhunjulwe ngalindlela nanku enguntando kayiphikiswa kanti njalo uZulu weZimbabwe udla luklubhu ngombuso wakhe omubi. Omunye waba lombono lo ngumkhokheli webandla le-ANSA umnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu.
Siyakudinga obuhle okungakwenziwe kuRobert Mugabe kuleli lizwe. Ikakhulu ngikhulumela thina esivele emathebeleni le-Midlands esiloku sikuhlungula namhlanje esingasoze samxolela kuRobert Mugabe ukuthi ukubulala nje abantu abangelasono, abantwana, lezalukazi, labafazi, lamaxhegu, abantu abangalazikhali okuthiwa zi-defenseless and armed civilians. Khonokho sifika kunzima ukuthi ungama laphana uthi wena uyambonga umuntu lo kule nto ayenzayo emhlabeni. Sikubeke eceleni khona lokhu. Sikhangele ukudubeka okwenziwa ngabantu belizwe lenaleli. Ikakhulu ngakithi emathebeleni. Abantu kuyadutshekwa, kuyalanjwa, abantwana kabasebenzi. Ilizwe libuyele emuva, litshonile, akula ntuthuko, akula nto ethengisa ingqubela phambili. Yikho uthi abantu bamkhumbule ngani, bamkhumbuleleni nxa kuthiwa lilanga lakhe lokuzalwa babemkhumbulelani. Akula mpendulo engabe kasobala ukuthi abantu bangamkhumbulela lokhu okuhle akwenzayo. Iminyaka engu-37 lokwangenayo embusweni, abantu siyahawula kuleli lizwe, kuyadutshekwa, abantu bayesaba. Khona ukwesaba nje ukuthi ukukhuluma lezinto engizikhulumayo abantu abaningi bayesaba. Asikhululekanga, yiko nxa abantu bengakhululekanga phezu kwalokhu kwachitha igazi labantu bethu bafuna ukukhululeka, bangathi simbongeni uRobert Mugabe.
Khona okungani bemkhonza kangaka uMugabe abantu bezanu PF? Sibonile yebo iyunivesithi leyasebeyisungulile okuthiwa yiRobert Mugabe University, nanku sokule khefu likamongameli Mugabe. Bafuna njalo idamu letokwemkosi liphiwe igama likamongameli Mugabe. Kuyini okwenzakalayo lapha? Ikukhonza idlozi lisaphila na?
Angithi siyakhumbula abaningi abakhokheli bezanu besithi uMugabe ngunkulunkulu wabo, uMugabe nguJesu wabo. Ngezinye indlela lokho esikhala ngakho thina kabakuboni kuyizinto eziqakathekileyo ukuthi ziyalungiswa elizweni ngaleli, sebekhangela ukuthi sesiya kufa.
Umnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu ngumkhokheli webandla le-ANSA sixoxela ekobulawayo. Abachayeli abangena lokuphuma kwele Zimbabwe sebenxome inyathelo elithethwe luhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngokuqoqwa kwemali olwezimra olokuqala ukusebenzisa imitshina yakulezi nsuku ukuhlawulisa izimota ezingena elizweni. Kubika uMathini Ngwenya.
Abachayeli abasafoli isikhathi eside emngcelweni wePlumtree belinde ukuthi imota zabo zidluliswe, lokhu kulandela inyathela lezimra lokuqala ukusebenzisa imitshini yakulezi nsuku yamakhompyutha ukuhlawulisa abachayeli imithelo yezimota. Ekuqaleni abachayeli kade beloba umaphetshana ukuthi bahamba imota enjani, izimra ebesisitsho ukuthi kumele bahlawule umthelo wemalini. Kodwa khathesi imitshini yamakhompyutha yiyo esisetshenziswa ukungenisa ukuphathelene nemota ukuze abachayeli babekwazi umthelo okumele bawubhatale. Abachayeli abakade bedlula emngceleni wePlumtree bathi yikho kufanele kwenzakale ngensuku zalamuhla.
Yiyo indlela okumele kusetshenzwe ngayo ngalezi insuku zamakhompyutha, hatshi obekusenzekakala ngemuva ofica ubhala kuthatha isikhathi eside.
Kukanti u-Aaron Moyo laye ongumchayeli uthi kuyancomeka kwenziwa izimra noma nje ekhonona ngemthelo engapheliyo.
Kuyinto eqondileyo, ngabe kade baqala ukukwenza kodwa ukusihlupha imithelo eminenginengi esiyihlawulayo. Phezu kwalokhu siyahlawula imali kuma-toll gate.
Noma nje uhulumende esenza imizamo yokuthi isihambi zincedwa masinya emngceleni, uhlupho lwemigoqo yama-roadblocks alunyakazi. Kulokhu kugcwele amapholisa endleleni phakathi komngcele wePlumtree kanye lakobulawayo. I-Studio 7 ibale ama-roadblocks ayisithupha phakathi kwePlumtree lakobulawayo. Noma nje uhulumende wathi uza kwehlisa inani lawo ngemva kokukhonona okwenziwa izethekeli eziza kwele Zimbabwe. NguMathini Ngwenya wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisePlumtree.
Ithi Woza Woza Friday my darling, Woza Friday umsebenzi ubhokile. Woza Woza Friday my sweetie.
Ko Woza Friday lamhlanje si lamalunga enhlanganiso ye Rise Up Chothoza Mfana, okuyinhlanganiso ebunjwa ngamaqembu ahlabela umculo wembube. Njalo aphakathi kwamalungiselelo okuqhuba umbukiso womculo wembube kobulawayo.
Ngiyagithi, 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 ngoma ngiyagithi. Ishayen bafana bagithi, ibamben bafana bancane nje. Ishayen ibamben iqine.
Umbukiso walunyaka njalo ungowesibili owe-Rise Up Chothoza Mfana uzaqhutshelwa endaweni yokulawayo theatre mhla zingamashumi amabili lesithupha kunyanga kaNcwabakazi. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ye-Rise Up Chothoza Mfana uMayibongwe Madikgwa yena ocula leqembu leyokukhanya kwezwe uthi amaqembu acula umculo wembube azabe eyithaphuchiye ngalolu suku.
URise Up Chothoza Mfana ngohlanganisa amaqembu embube. Siqoqa kulomcimbi ozaba khona eBulawayo Theatre lapho uzabe kule show khona enkulu eyembube. Azabe ehlangene amagroup wonke, kuzabe kule Black Mfolosi, kule Mpumelo Shining Stars, kule Great Stars, amaqhawe enkosi, Men of Influence, ukukhanya kwezwe lesunduza. Lokhu ngokomnyaka wesibili sike sakwenza ngomnyaka wedluleyo ngo-August inyanga. Lakathi sikwenza njalo ngenyanga efana nayo.
Umatihwa uqhubekele phambili wathi injongo yabo ngiyokuvuselela umculo wembube.
Bekungasekho khona kangaka ukuthi ubone amaqembu embube ehlangana esenza into efana nayo. Sinanzelele kakhulu ukuthi umculo wembube usungumculo osubonakala ngathi usufile. Sasisinanzelele ukuthi njengoba usubonakala ngathi usufile, sathi thina United we stand, divided we fall. Yikho ukuthatha sesibonisana, sixoxisana ukuthi asiphumeni lento eyodwa, siphakamisele umculo wakithi.
Ilunga leqembu leGreat Stars uSamuel Dunga ugcizelele wathi bakhangelele ukuba umbukiso walonyaka uphumelele kakhulu njengoba lo kungumnyaka wesibili uqhutshwa.
Imuva lelo ngela show ede kubizwa kuthiwa ngembube. Imbube beyihlabela like emtshadweni barekarensi, sibone ukuthi imbube la yakwanisa ukubhukha iholu abantu bagcwalise phakathi. Into leyo siyibone ngoba sikwenzile last year kwaphumelela, abantu basisapota ngendlela ephezulu. And then you believe what it is here was a good season in any Pezulu, Langendler, Latama Tigate to Ahambangayo, Kuchien in the last year, Oguchu to Gas Proved, Uti, Indolea Pambi, Jalu, Yachin is Utaban by Toes, and Elan Jalu Bezuela.
Lombogi saw a rise up, Totos and Fan House at Talang a hollerless to Pantambama, Osia Figaima Petelion, a hollerless to Mebusugu, Jalonga Panjago, Bogela, Matambu, Ekula. Abalandeli bomculo wembube balakho ukuthenga amakawuso kanye lengoma zamaqembu lawo.
Wela phumilanga yey. La phumilanga la kwela la sela yoshona. Ngilindeni ngilindeni ngilindeni.
Wela phumilanga madudu. Wela phumilanga la phumilanga la phumilanga yey.
La pumilanga la kwela la zela yoshona. Ngilindeni ngilindeni ngilindeni.
Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo ngimujoseph Njanji.
Bentuzo buya mina, bentuzo buya. 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 Bentuzo, boy, mina,
Ukuzipheta ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Abasakhulayo bebandla le-MDCT labenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezijiyeneyo bayatshengisela kobulawayo besola indlela iZimbabwe Electoral Commission esebenza ngayo. Umhlangano we-SADC oqala kusasa eJohannesburg le-South Africa ulakho ukugubuzelwa ludaba lukankosikazi Grace Mugabe obhekane lokubotshwa ngecala lokutshaya omunye untombazana kulelo lizwe. Uhulumende sehlele ilanga lokuzalwa kukamongameli Mugabe ukuthi libe likhefu njengendlela yokuhlonipha imisebenzi yakhe okuyinto esolwa ngabaningi. Kwanelo lamhlanje olivalelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo Matukandu nabafubhatila.
Si Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.